All right, I'm Michael Sapp.
I'm Tony.
Here Jake. With Tony. Just go ahead. We got...
Last time you left me hanging, man, so I'm just going to introduce myself. Get Jacob Gibbs.
Jared Gibbs.
Two JGs.
Yeah.
Yep.
Is your middle initial A?
Nope, D.
D.
All right, guys. It's been a little bit.
Yeah.
We had the summer takeover finale, and we're right back.
Right back. In your Facebooks, on your TV screens, on your iPhones.
Where are we, Tony? Where are we?
Where are we?
Yeah. We're on everything, right?
We're on everything.
All right.
TikTok?
On the TikTok.
Kind of.
Yeah, we got a small following on TikTok.
Kind of. We need to...
Takes forever.
Yeah, I don't... Man, TikTok, that's a different...
It's another animal,
is
man.
Is their algorithms worse than like Facebook?
It's just different.
I don't know.
Is it harder to...
They actually removed that video of us talking about Walmart.
What?
Mm-hmm.
On your page?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah,
why?
Something about the sound. No, I'm serious.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Yeah, like...
Like we
and
got,
it's on everything else. It's on Facebook. It's on Instagram. It's on...
Wow.
You posted something on TikTok and it got taken down.
No, they mute it.
Oh, they muted.
Mm-hmm.
Was there some background music or anything? I don't remember that.
I don't really know. I may have accidentally did a sound and then put it down. But yeah, it wouldn't give me my original sound back either.
Huh.
Interesting.
Yeah, TikTok.
Yeah, who does TikTok? Tony, do you TikTok?
Yeah, I mean, I don't TikTok, but I have
TikTok. You look at it, but you're not putting stuff out
there. I mean, I put stuff. My TikTok is weird. I do a lot of the filter stuff.
What is it? What do you mean?
Like one of them is pick your.
Isn't that more of a Snapchat thing?
No, it was more like it's like pick your ultimate like Pokemon team, and I did that.
There it is, guys. Oh man,
Pokemon.
What's your
back.
Name on there? How can we follow you on TikTok? No, I want to see that.
No, because
I think I need to see this.
There's also another video. I don't have it posted, but it's not a very, it's a funny video of me, but it's, I don't think it's very flattering.
Oh.
Mm.
Aren't those the one that's what people usually like, right?
Yeah, they, yes. They do.
They want to see us falling on our faces.
Did you ever play Pokemon Go?
Yeah, let's play today.
Seriously, every that's
day,
still
man.
A thing?
Yeah,
dude. Yes.
What is very interesting, me and Michael know the guy that actually wrote the algorithm for Pokemon Go. On the software side.
I need to know who the heck decided to change the avatars on that.
I didn't.
Game.
I don't.
Jacob,
I've never
play?
Played.
Jared, y'all
played?
No,
never played. No.
When it
no.
first came
heck
out,
no.
I was in the mall.
Tony, no.
When it first heck came out, no. I was up in the mall, and these kids are running around the mall with their phones, and I'm like, "What is going on?" And I was like, "Does anybody know?" And they're like, "They're finding Pokemon," and I'm like,
"Oh yeah,
what?"
I've seen people out there like,
yeah.
That's not how it works.
They're not doing
I'm a little
that.
Slow, so I'd be the one that runs out on the interstate and gets hit by a car.
I don't need anything like that.
Huh?
Wasn't there, when I used to work for the railroad, there was one at the train depot over by that red car, by the train car. That's
yeah, there's the whole park right there is full of like, they call it Pokestops. You spin them and you get more Pokeballs.
So what's Pokeballs?
It's a...
that sounds terrible.
I feel like we're making this up as we go.
You use them.
This part is all
you
real.
You use the Pokeballs to catch other Pokemon.
You throw a ball at them?
Okay. You throw a ball
yeah,
at them.
Yeah, like yeah. in Pokemon, you collect the... You yeah. get a. It's like a trap, right?
Yeah,
it's
so you go up somewhere and it's showing you like that there's something there, but it's not really.
Yeah.
Then you like fire them. I mean like...
No, I mean, I can pull it up right now on my phone.
Really?
And we're going to have to, we're going to have to get them out there.
We need to start a Coleman Pokemon.
There's already one.
Never mind.
Every Wednesday, they call raids, and it's all the legendary Pokemons usually go out.
So you have to have like a bigger group.
Yeah, you have to get a bigger group to get these legendary Pokemon. And you can only fit like 20 in the raid. And like every Wednesday, they'll have like a line of cars, or not a line of cars, a lot of cars parked at the park, and they'll go around town doing all the raids.
Hmm.
Ah,
has any of those ghost hunters ever came out there and seen if there was like an actual image?
Yeah, yeah.
Like there's a Wickachu or whatever the things are called.
Wickachu.
What What's it called again?
Pikachu.
Pikachu. Yeah.
Pikachu.
Is that the only one you know?
There's probably
have a poo. Yep. No, that's a dog.
There's a dragon in there.
There's a lot. There's over, there's a thousand. There's like a thousand and
which
one
is your favorite,
already.
Tony?
A thousand different
my
avatars?
Favorite.
Charizard.
Dragonfly.
Dragonfly.
So how many is in Calm?
No, Dragonair. No, Dragonair. Hold on. Flygon, that's it.
Flygon.
Flygon. Flygon. He's the most underrated.
I swear you're making this all up.
No. Flygon is the most, and everybody can come after me, but Flygon is the most underrated dragon type in all of Pokemon.
Oh, my
God.
All right. Y'all okay, let's quit being nerdy
challenge.
About it.
Oh, my God.
Challenge is there.
Because like, every
Tony,
dragon.
Tony, do you play any card games?
Pokemon.
So, you play Pokemon?
Yeah.
No Magic the Gathering? Nothing like that?
What are y'all talking about?
Why did you make a face at Magic?
Because I feel like
your face was like,
it's not real.
It's not that. It's one of those like.
It's so fake.
I feel like it's a lot to get. I feel like Magic is a lot to get into. Rather.
You can't just get like a starter deck and jump into
go
it?
Go to Cracker Barrel, man. I got like those little kits.
Cracker Barrel sells Magic the Gathering kits?
Like magic tricks. Oh stuff. Like you get the hat and all that. Everything with the rabbit.
You're talking about real magic. Okay. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Listen, the next episode is just going to be a live show of us learning how to play
Magic the Gathering.
That would be fun.
I don't know if I can read the cards. Yeah.
My brothers would beat me up if I play Pokemon.
They would.
Why? Yeah. Is that why is that such a, like...
I don't know, man. It scares me.
Are you one of those people that believe that we're like, Pokemon's the devil's work?
No.
There's people out there that believe that Pokemon is like... Pokemon, Yu-Gi-Oh, all that were like satanic, and I'm like,
what? Never heard that.
People,
yeah. Really?
Never heard that.
No, that's Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah,
when we were
Harry
kids,
Potter.
It was Dungeon.
Dungeons and Dragons.
I heard Harry Potter too.
Yeah,
Harry
never
Potter.
Never seen one minute.
Really? Have a phantom member who said straight up, "Was like Lord of the Rings is better." I don't know why you're seeing Harry Potter. And then like a couple years later, the last Harry Potter movie comes out. Then he becomes a huge Harry Potter fan.
I'm ready for HBO to come out with Harry Potter.
Really?
Yes, I am. Because all they're making the actors do to sign contracts everything. It's going to be the same group.
It's going to be a new book.
Oh, it's going to be huge. It's 10 seasons.
Wow.
It's going to be 10 seasons.
I didn't know.
And when you sign on as an actor, you've signed on. And if you don't fulfill your obligation for the 10 years, the penalties will make you broke.
Wow. Really?
So, yes. The only way you can get out of it is you die.
Let's get Daniel Radcliffe to play Dumbledore.
I mean, they've got who played Morfoy or whatever the
Malfoy.
Yeah, Malfoy. That guy's coming back as the father.
Okay.
They're saying he's going
to
play.
You
the
know
father.
Who's coming back? Like popularity, especially with the music, man. Yeah. Puff Daddy seems to be making a big comeback right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, P Diddy's all over.
P Diddy is in the news.
Yeah.
His music is surging.
Oh, well, that's how it always happens.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to need the money.
Jared, did you ever go to any of his parties?
No. Yeah. Yeah, I fly to L.A. on a regular New York.
Dude, he was terrible.
His music was not that good. I mean,
when he was featured in a Pop Daddy song.
Can you?
When he was featured in a song.
Coming Home. And I just because you hear
he
that.
He did do that song.
He's coming home
right.
Because he did the, for the military. Military people put it on their TikTok.
Yeah, but have you ever heard the lyrics of that song?
Yeah, it has nothing to do with it. Yeah.
The first line, I'm like, what?
What, is it creepy?
No, it just makes no sense.
No, most rap don't make sense, dude.
Well, some rap does.
But I love it. I love rap myself.
Yeah. So
you're, school
so you're big,
the best.
Are you a big P. Diddy guy?
No, I listen to him. I'm one of those ones that goes from country to classic rock most of the time, but I like rap. I like all that stuff.
Like, one of the songs he made for, what's his name? Biggie Smalls.
Yeah.
Big Papa.
Yeah. Are you talking about the Police song?
No.
He covered the Police song?
No, it's the song where they're talking about his death.
Yeah. That's it. That's the one.
Police song.
Yeah. Every Breath You Take. You know?
That's it.
Yeah. I forgot about that.
And it's
that
kind
one.
Of a tribute to Biggie. Yeah. What's it called?
Even though he's the reason why.
Yeah.
Diddy killed Tupac. And
whoa, what?
I'm already saying it. Yeah. Huh? That's my conspiracy. Did he kill?
Not really. Tupac? I don't even know if it's a conspiracy. There's actually, I think, there's some true story.
True stories that Diddy killed Tupac and Biggie.
No way.
Yeah.
Do you give him too much at a party or?
I'm just ready for
Biggie. I mean, because he drugged
so Biggie was trying to get out of Diddy's record label, and then like that Monday he was gonna fly out to London to do touring there, and then like Diddy said, "Hey man, come out to LA, come out to LA."
That's your Diddy impersonation.
LA, come out to LA.
What is that?
It's awful.
It sounds like the Godfather.
Hey, come on, so he goes out to LA, and even the police were like, "Hey, there's been numerous people doing threats. We don't advise you having this party."
Didn't he pay the Crip members? Or no, Crip members were paid to kill Tupac.
I think we're treading in waters that we don't know about.
Well, no, I'm just saying. I don't think there's a bunch of
we
like,
don't seem like
crimes. Yeah,
yeah.
Jake was just waiting for the interview of P. Diddy to come out so he can listen to it while he's driving down the road.
It's what you've already know. I mean, he drugged people. And,
do you think you need to get him on your podcast?
P. Diddy? Yeah. I'd have to go to him for sure.
Yeah. Listen. Hey, since Jacob's been doing some podcasts and stuff with us, I found that on the Facebook page feed, you know, there's all these reels and stuff of Theo Von clips. How do they know? Like what?
I don't know.
Is there some?
I
kind
wonder
of...
how many people's told Theo he looks like me.
I bet a lot.
Who's older?
I bet a lot.
I think he's like 42 or 43.
So he's older. Younger.
So yeah, he's like 3 years.
So technically, older. You look like him then.
Yeah.
Oh man,
you can't. Say
I don't buy it. Yeah. I prefer Jacob, man. You know, Theo's pretty funny, but I think
you should get.
He can get out there, dude. Yeah. With some stuff.
Oh, I know. It's funny. I love watching his stuff.
Yeah, he gets far out there. Yeah. Have y'all saw that? I can't repeat none of it on here. But have y'all saw him and Post Malone together?
Yeah, I see.
No,
it.
I saw a little bit.
Post
of it.
Malone, dude, is the nicest.
He
person
comes across normal, doesn't
in
he?
The world. Yeah. I mean, like
I feel like he's.
He's a good dude,
a
man.
Burnt, he looks burnt out, though.
Isn't that what face tattoos kind of do that to you, right? You get a few face tattoos, and then you can just, you're just normal.
Yeah.
You're just like, I don't have to be weird. I mean, it's there. You're seeing it.
Like the barbed wire.
Oh, man. Would you do that?
I might. It'd have to be a pretty good bit sum of money, though.
Yeah. Like somebody's paying you to do it?
Yeah.
I don't think anybody is paying you.
I'm gonna get the Mike Tyson, just the
scar
around the side.
Please,
yeah.
Dude. If nothing, we should get some temporary tattoos and like go around town.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's a good idea.
And just see how we get treated. See how we get treated.
Maybe that for the next podcast we'll do that. Just come in with tattoos.
Yeah. See how we get treated.
You know, but I'm telling you, everybody. I feel like I'm odd now that I don't have a tattoo.
You're odd man out.
I am, really. Like, you know, I went to the gym last night, and I'm sitting there, and almost every guy and every girl had a tattoo, it seemed like.
Really?
Everybody has tattoos.
Everybody's
and I'm
tattoos.
Like, I don't have nothing. I feel kind of left out.
Yeah.
You're getting that
Tony,
FOMO.
You got tattoos?
I do not.
Okay, so I know Michael, you don't, do you?
No.
Yeah, so.
So I'm the only one with tattoos in here, man.
So you got some?
You're left out.
So. Yeah.
He's got one right on his arm.
Oh, yeah. I see it. It's cool.
I love them. I want more.
You get is that
I'm that's what everybody says. Once you get one, you gotta get another one, and then after you get that second one, you get.
Are you gonna fill it up?
That's the first one I ever got.
I was gonna say that's the first.
That has to be
that was the 90s
the tribal
cool thing you had to do.
This
everybody
was Pamela
got the arm.
Anderson, dude.
Yeah, it is.
I forgot she had one.
When she come out in that movie, dude, everybody was like, ooh.
And you know what's fun? Everybody would go down to Panama City Beach for spring break,
mm-hmm.
and at least one or two always came back with the tattoo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's normally what they got.
Bob wire.
Most people that I know, the Bob wire wraparound.
I always liked the people that stopped, too, and they're like, they just said I probably didn't need to do it under there. It's like, no, brother, you chickened out.
Yeah, because it hurts, doesn't it?
Yeah, oh, yeah, it underneath the
it's really, it's really it tender under there.
Yeah, it hurts pretty good. The one on my forearm hurt pretty good, too, actually, in certain spots. But, yeah, once you get one, though, you want more.
Maybe like that's Pringles. What we should do. What we should do is everybody submit a picture of a tattoo, and Jacob will get it.
all of them? Or we'll vote.
We'll
vote the best
and
one.
We'll pick. And,
where,
and
where
Jacob has to
get
it, and we will
at?
Go live.
Yeah.
You're getting a tattoo.
Yeah, because where would I get it at, though?
Yeah, where's your next place? Do you have one? That,
do you have a particular place that you like?
I think it depends on what you
get. I might get it on my lower back.
I'm about to say, right there in the... We won't say what that's called, because you'll have to go beep.
That way people can talk about me, man. They'll be like, do you know he's got a tattoo on
his back? You're at work, just kind of lift your shirt up a little bit and bend over so everybody sees it.
They'll just say, man, you're stupid.
That's pretty good, actually. Yeah. All right. So, yeah, you know, send them in. Send in your ideas. Like, where do you go? Do you get them done around here? Do you go
Tristan Priest.
Jesse's brother.
Yeah,
Jesse.
Black tie.
Yeah. He's the guy to do it.
Dude, he's good.
He's good.
He's really good.
What's his? Is he pretty reasonable on prices? Or?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I got you.
Yeah.
Tony, I don't think tattoo is where you want to bargain shop. You know, yeah. I think you want
to. You don't.
Right? Tristan, man.
No. Like, I mean, want a quarter sleeve one day. Yeah. Eventually. I already got
they're
the
expensive.
Design, but yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to go cheap on your
tattoo,
do you? I think
it's about $100 an hour. Oh, I think that's about what they typically charge. But now you got to think, he did this and this one back here in like an hour and a half. So,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Doesn't take long. It's dark, too.
Yeah, it depends on... how full it is in the different blends, and if you do, mm-hmm. I mean, it's just depends on a lot of different things, but I just can't do it. I just chicken out because every time I think about it, I'm like, I'm going to go get one. And then it's like,
nah,
I know as soon as I get it, I'll be like, I don't like it. I'm not going to do it.
That's the thing, man. As soon as I get it,
we'll see.
I was drunk as all get out in Nashville, Tennessee downtown. And I was in the tattoo place and I picked one out. I was like, yeah. Then I was like, nah. I'll come back tomorrow and do it.
Wait a minute. You were there.
I was in the shop. You're I picked there. It out and everything.
You're
I was
going to
do a cross, and I was going to get my kid's name on it. And I was going to do it on my right or left arm. I don't remember. And he was like, all right. And he was giving me the price. I was like, yeah, that's great. And then
he was like,
well, you'll get I start thinking, I'm like, I don't think I'll really like it. So I just,
I got
I walk out because I just don't think I'll like it long term.
Yeah.
Because when you get it, you got it.
Huh. Yeah, you got a lot then, Jacob. Okay.
No,
we're going to have to catch up.
Or something.
But do you have one like you regret?
See, this one right here is cool though because it starts out underneath, you know, like around your arm and stuff. But as you get older, it'll end up coming
down.
It'll end up being a bracelet tattoo. So this one's the
so
one
long
that
term, you get the most value out of that.
Yeah,
one.
Yeah.
That's right,
yeah.
Value. Yeah,
that's the thing. Sure. You don't have to do the bracelet tattoo when you get older. It's automatically there. Save you some money.
Yes,
$100 or whatever.
That's pretty good. Do you guys eat at Ninja?
Yeah, I've eaten there like twice.
What do you get? Like yeah. What do you get when you go there?
Chicken teriyaki?
I do the steak.
Yeah.
Or the filet. I like the filet.
Yeah.
I like steak, shrimp, chicken.
Do you catch it? Yeah.
Sometimes. Yeah, depends on what kind of clothes I got on.
So you'll tell them no? You're just like, no, man.
I'm like, no, dude, you may hit my shirt.
Don't mess my shirt up. No way.
I'm like, just spin that egg again, man. I want to see that egg spin again.
Don't get that volcano.
Can you make it disappear in your hat? That was so cool.
Yes, but
it's gone.
You know, I like to do the yum-yum sauce on everything.
Yes.
Yeah.
But, dude, I kid you not, I have 23 minutes from the time I eat the last bite to get home.
Yeah.
It gets you. Oh, yeah.
It gets you.
Yes.
Really?
Chinese food does it to me.
Yeah.
Any of that. I think it's the seasonings. It's
something.
Soy
sauce.
Don't agree with my stomach.
I don't think
it's soy sauce. It's
I love
like
it, but it tears me up.
It's the grease that they use.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
It's all that butter.
Whatever.
Pure fiber right there that you eat.
But here's another thing is you get down there, you eat, you're full is all get out. You get home and then you're starving.
Yes, you are. I think that's the rice.
It don't.
It?
I, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. Like I go to the Chinese restaurant or anywhere and I eat and then it's like, oh, I'm so stuffed. And then I get home and I'm like, I'm starving. Like I haven't ate.
Wow. I wish I had that problem.
But I don't take it. I don't take it to go. Like
no,
if I
yeah,
have extra,
yeah.
I don't take it to go because it like stinks your truck up and it's one of those things where it's like, I don't even want to smell that again. You know what I'm talking about?
If you have to
stop and like your wife runs into TJ Maxx, you're stuck with that to-go box in the car. You know what I'm saying?
What is the smell? What is it? Like,
do you not like this? Well, if you didn't like the smell,
like
then why
I'm
did
hungry.
You eat there?
Well, I like it when I'm hungry, but not when I'm full.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Y'all have some weird problems.
I know, man. I'm just like, ugh.
It's like crystals.
I feel like I'm in the to go.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Crystals like, the same no. way. You can eat crystals, but you don't want to bring
like
it home.
Greasy burgers, though.
Yes, this but is the like smell of it just grilled. Like after you eat. Like
I hate crystals. I like their little chicks, but those burgers are there.
Yeah, dude. They're great. God,
hey, listen. Wait, in college, there's not a love them. Listen, there's when crystals. You're leaving the supper club at 2 in the morning in college and the only thing open is crystals.
Waffle House.
You get to
baby.
Like,
man, waffle.
Well,
yeah, exactly.
No, you can't.
Waffle.
At
yeah.
the supper club, the Waffle House was right next door, and you'd walk, and there's a million people. You'd never get in there. So we would just drive to Crystal's and get a sack full.
Man, I'm glad you brought Auburn up.
Yeah, we suck.
There's a lot. There's a
Let's
lot
just skip
to say.
Sports.
No, man. I was going to, but Jared, you know, he brought us to Auburn. Come on. What's going on?
We
what's
suck.
Going on over there,
what's
man?
Going yeah, on?
What's going on in there?
No, because listen.
We practice with throwing to the guys on the other team, so we just do it in game two.
Part of
I mean, I don't know.
Sure. We only had
all,
five.
All I heard about was how man Hugh Freeze is a great hire. This is a great
Listen,
hire.
Here,
I wanted Deion Sanders. I'm gonna go out on the record. I swear on everything I own.
Oh
have everything. My pick was Deion Sanders.
You wanted Deion? So
look, I was doing it in Colorado, and he would have brought his son.
Nah, Colorado man, ain't God, that great.
Listen,
bring Deion,
dude.
I
would
like
have
it.
Loved to have had Deion yeah. and Cadillac together. Yeah. That would have been the dream team, man.
Yeah,
because Cadillac can recruit.
People I don't mind. Him. I don't. Well, we're doing well on recruiting. That's not our problem. It's just, well, you know how many players we have from our last coaching staff's recruiting class on the team right now?
Probably at Full House.
No, one.
One.
We got one left.
I think sometimes.
So we've got a 2-year span that we recruited players and none were left on the team. And that's not a good thing. That's like having the death penalty for 2 years. So
we're like Tennessee.
Look,
we're going to rebuild
saying,
for about 10
we,
years.
No, I
was
going to
say, this rebuilding's
so.
Been going on for a little bit.
You know,
I think
next year will be great or a better year.
That's what they said
we
last
did,
year.
Well, no,
yeah, they did. 100%
no,
said,
said
it last year.
Man, we're going to be great
say
next
that.
Year.
I did not think
I
year
never
two.
Say nothing.
Yeah, you learn. You know
I never I thought year two we would be great. I yeah. thought year four, maybe five, is
we
when
we
can
we
start competing again.
We won't stick to him that long,
well,
man. Auburn's
yeah,
got to give
yeah,
up on him.
Yeah, we will. We can't. Nah. I don't know if we can afford another coach on payroll,
dude. If we, if
it
if,
won't be, it won't be.
We're still paying Chizik. We're still having to pay Gus. Mm-hmm. We're paying Harbor or whatever yeah, last one. Yeah. We got four coaches on payroll, and still none of them can coach anyway. So,
and,
I mean, my,
wait,
you
if
know
you're
paying
them, maybe they can get them all together.
You know what
know?
I thought and, about doing is just paying Bruce Pearl extra money and just letting him coach football, too.
I love
too.
Bruce Pearl.
I like Bruce
man.
Do both. I mean, I don't think
you
we can get any worse.
What's his name? Who retired from the Patriots?
I think
Belichick. No, I don't want Belichick.
You need Belichick come.
Nah, Belichick's not a college coach.
So hey, new challenge.
No, you don't.
You don't see Belichick winning a national championship.
No, I don't
see him, dude.
Because it's all about recruiting.
Listen to how dumb this
is. And let me tell you something. Recruiting is not as easy as everyone makes
listen,
it out. Not nowadays
listen.
With the transfer portal
all,
and the NIL and all the
all
money.
All Alabama had to say was, I'm Nick Saban. I want you. And people went.
That's not true.
And he could be like, I'm Bill Belichick. I've got several Super Bowl rings.
Yeah.
I want
I like
you.
Belichick, too.
But y'all doing,
you know what's
y'all
crazy?
Doing fantasy?
Do you know what's stupid, though?
What's
no
that?
Kidding.
What's that?
If Hugh Freeze beats Alabama this year, they'll extend his contact,
yeah.
contract,
oh, yeah.
and a raise.
Yeah. This is what we do
That's
every time.
How we've screwed up so
every
many
time.
Times
it,
in the past.
Isn't that what they're doing, though? I just figure they're focused on Alabama. That's
yeah,
all he cares
yeah.
about at this point.
We don't
That's
call,
all he
I
cares about.
If we beat Alabama,
I hate to even
we,
say
worry.
It.
Look,
but
I'll
I
say
like
this.
Trying to watch I like watching Alabama lose more than I do watching Auburn win.
Yeah.
I
well, I'll tell you this. I didn't
That's
think we were going to have
a good season
team.
Watching Auburn right now.
Right now, Auburn needs to buy a quarterback in the transfer portal next year. I mean, if we're gonna compete, we need a quarterback.
Oh, yeah, we need.
We don't have an elite quarterback. That's
right
what it comes down to. I mean, we don't have one that can make right decisions. And I mean, we got the. And here's another thing: is if we don't do it, we won't keep our receivers. If I'm Cam Coleman or Perry Thompson or I think Smith is a senior this year, but our five stars, I'd be packing my stuff up and.
What
who do you have heading for, somewhere else? Alabama, Georgia.
Yeah,
I'm picking Georgia to be honest.
Why? Yeah.
But that's who you
Georgia,
want.
Georgia.
That's who you want.
No, I
or that's
hate
who you...
Georgia.
Yeah,
Georgia.
So
I hate Georgia
you,
worse than
you
Alabama.
Prefer?
Yeah.
No, I'm not preferring. I'm saying you're asking. After Alabama's little thing they did with South Florida, man, they could slip
Georgia's
up
defense. Was,
yeah,
they could
Georgia's
slip
defense
easily.
Is legit.
And yeah. I'm not,
Georgia's
I'm,
defense
I
is
going
to hold you to 14 points.
Okay. What time is that
and
game?
After, and I will
it'll
say
be a 2:30 game. Probably.
It did not help Alabama.
You think? So
I think 2:30? It'll be 2:30. That's when most of the best games are.
You don't think 6:30?
I think if they're going with 6:30.
I think they're going to go with 6:30 slot.
Hey, look, I'll pull it up.
Right I figure now. It'll be late. I prefer the 2:30. I prefer afternoon games.
I thought it would be like a CBS game or something.
I got a wedding this weekend.
You gonna miss it, Tony?
6:30.
Yeah,
ABC.
I figure it's two bit, man. Two ranked teams like that.
Who's the two?
It's gotta be a night game.
Wedding that night.
And let me tell you something. They want. Who's got a wedding? I don't know why anybody wants a 2:30 game because it's just watching night games now with the way they do the LED lights in the stadium and all the stuff like.
I hate the 11 o'clock games.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, I like the afternoon game.
My
kinda
wife
kind of grill
don't
and have them. Fun. And
yeah.
My wife don't like the Auburn games at 11 either because I normally start drinking beer.
Too early? So you're going too early.
He starts at Friday night at 9 to get ready.
Because I know it's going to be bad, so I might as well just start drinking, you know.
Yeah.
Who's Auburn play this weekend?
Oklahoma.
Well, and I picked Oklahoma.
Tennessee whooped them. So
Tennessee is good.
Tennessee's pretty good. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Tennessee whooped Oklahoma. I was like,
they're
ranked
sixth, I think.
Texas. I told a friend of mine. I said, Texas during the national championship last year was a one-time thing about playing Alabama. When they get into the SEC, they will have a hard time keeping up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they
I agree with that.
They've won everybody
yeah,
so far.
They've been doing pretty good. Man.
They haven't played an SEC team yet.
Missouri's good too.
Yeah, but I mean, Michigan's a good football team.
Yeah,
and they handedly took care of Michigan, and they've they well they lost their starting
quarterback. Southern boys,
and,
man, that's what I'm saying. SEC.
I think we'll get enough hate mail for this one.
No,
I think SEC fans think way too highly of ourselves.
No.
Do you know why we have all the national championships? Because we bring money and they put one and two. Yeah. And you got to understand how recruiting works. So when the SEC was playing, two teams were playing the national championship after already playing each other, and one didn't even win their division or conference and still get to play for national championship. All they were doing was allowing the SEC to dominate in recruiting because as a coach, I could walk in and be like, why do you want to go to Ohio State? I can lose and still play in the national championship. Come play for me. So they hurt the other divisions. I don't think the other divisions are weaker overall. I think they got some good talent, and I think if we would have had a playoff, SEC wouldn't dominate.
It's a good thing that college football is pure and there's no politics.
Yeah, right. No politics in the game.
I don't want them to let any more teams come into the SEC either.
What do you mean? Who else is left?
I know.
We're going to just take it. I mean,
I honestly think the SEC is trying to take over football. Yeah. Where there's no more NCAA.
Yeah.
I think they want to be like an amateur to professionals. I do believe
that. Is that the long-term plan?
I think so. I think it's going to be a two-division thing. I think you're going to have the SEC and then who's combining the Big Ten?
Big Ten.
And I think they'll eat up a lot of teams that's worth it. I think we're going to kick Vandy out soon. We'll start kicking out the lower-end schools.
Vandy almost won.
Well, that don't matter.
They ain't going to kick out the medical school.
Yeah, they will.
Nah.
I don't see it.
How about Florida State?
Florida State wants Florida State
what
wants
happened?
To join.
We don't. They don't want them now, right?
No. Do y'all follow – is it Jason Nunley? State. Is the guy
Justin,
on
TikTok. Justin.
Justin Nunley.
Yeah, he's the one that did
and he
the
was
Owen,
like, this
Owen
is,
the TikTok
all
guy?
The Owens. Owen 3,
yeah.
Yeah, he goes, this is Owen Wilson. This is Owen something. And then he goes, this is Owen 2. And it was Florida State.
Yeah.
And then he did one for Owen 3.
Yeah.
I love that guy. Well, yeah, you got to look him up. Justin Nunley.
I know him, but I hadn't seen that.
Yeah.
Because
you know, he was in Coleman. He did a TikTok at the Smith Lake Dam.
Man, that guy figured out TikTok.
He did.
Right? Yeah. You know, oh, yeah. Justin Danger Nunley. Did you know? Right?
Yeah. Did you know?
What's
yeah.
I feel like I've heard that name before.
Yeah. He goes, listen, did you know?
And
did
he does like know? A fact. Like
a fact check. Some weird fact check.
Yeah.
And sometimes he'll like stitch a video.
I know I've heard that
You've
name.
You've seen him I'll on TikTok. Seen
it. He'll stitch a video and be like.
And he's an adamant Alabama fan. And he made a bet with another big TikToker who was a Michigan fan. So when Alabama lost, he had to wear a diaper in a Michigan jersey, didn't he?
I didn't see that.
As losing the bet or something. Yeah. He's awesome. He lives
He's in Florida now, I think.
Somewhere in Florida. He's an Air Force.
Yeah.
Air Force guy, too.
He's out awesome. Now. I want to say he's out.
Is he out of the Air Force? But he had his uniform on one time, and he showed it.
He's
but
in the Air Force.
He's huge.
Man, he's figured out how to make money doing that. He'll do products and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he does
He did something for Talladega.
Yeah.
They had him at Talladega, and they had him like,
at Bristol.
Yeah, Bristol up on the Jumbotron over the top of the race.
Jacob, that's you, man.
See, come on.
You're next.
That Walmart truck come by. I know it was full of rotten mulch.
Rotten mulch. Where did that come from?
There really was a Walmart truck. When you watch
Where
it back,
are you getting,
the big
are you
truck
buying rotten mulch from.
I bought
Walmart?
It from you that time you sold it to me.
That's right. You used to work at the garden center. Rotten mulch.
He was back there spraying the plants with his little sprayer.
Just an inside joke or something.
It really
lost.
Is. Yeah.
I was an excellent forklift driver. Very safe.
Sure about that.
Yeah.
You were a forklift driver? Where?
Yeah, at Walmart in the garden center.
Forklift.
When?
That's right. Years ago. Many years ago. That reminds me. This. I also briefly worked at the North Taco Bell. Okay. Have y'all driven by it?
It's torn down.
They got it built back up.
Okay.
It looks the exact same to me.
Why do they do that?
What is going on?
I don't know. But
I passed by it this morning. I didn't even
look. So you didn't even know it got torn down and rebuilt.
No. I noticed it got torn down and rebuilt. I pass it every day, but
basically they just threw the same
building
back up.
That's what I feel like.
I think it's just Taco Bell.
The drive-thru is different though.
Maybe. I don't know, but I drove by just thinking it's the same. Do you remember when for a little bit it was Taco Bell and Long John Silver's?
Yes,
man.
That's a mixture. Fried fish and tacos.
You're going to talk about rumbling that belly.
Yeah.
Long John Silver's had these lobster bites.
Who's getting that combination?
Holy moly.
Yes,
really?
I love fish tacos. Yeah. Love them.
I think, I go with Grandma.
We already talked about this, the fish tacos down by
Did you ever mess up anybody's food on purpose?
Never.
Really?
Never. Never.
So were you there for the Long John Silver's / Taco Bell?
No, okay. We were pure Taco Bell
pure
at
Taco
the time
Bell.
When I was there. Yeah. Yeah.
Let's not talk about old jobs that we had.
Okay. Yeah. Well, Jacob got me on the mulch.
Y'all will be able to see though the Walmart truck come by.
We had good mulch there when I was there.
I'm only kidding,
dude. No, it was.
Which Walmart did you work at?
South. That was the only one they had. But which one?
He don't remember.
It's the
this.
Old,
He's too
old
young.
One, right?
The old one by the movie theater.
Oh, you worked at that one.
Hobby Lobby.
Oh, yeah. You didn't walk
no, by. No, not the old movie theater.
But.
The current South Walmart.
Where Walmart is now.
Yeah. Where Walmart is
now.
Okay.
You're right, because it's always been by.
Tony, do you remember Walmart ever not being there?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was there for Walmart where Buffalo Wild Wings was.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I have a really good memory of losing my sister in that Walmart.
Oh. I remember
she
little
just
kid.
Ran off.
She was gone.
She's gone. One minute, she's standing right beside me. Next, you know, my mom looks back. She's like, where's your sister?
I remember as a kid, me and my brother during the summertime would walk down 9th Street, go across 31, and then take the back way to where Hobby Lobby is, which was the Walmart when I was a kid.
Right, yeah.
And then you had the baseball and comic book store that was over there.
That's right. Do y'all remember, though, being kind of excited for the Walmart food court? You had an icy and a hot dog.
Why did they stop that?
I don't know.
Because I'm telling you, man, those they had tater tots and nachos and popcorn.
Those hot dogs.
Well, that was it was good. That was at the Walmart beside Buffalo Wild Wings, too, right?
Uh-huh.
That was back when Walmart wasn't a grocery store, correct?
That's right.
Correct.
Yeah. And they had a whole food court.
I forgot about that, too.
You could sit down.
Yeah,
they didn't have food.
They didn't move food until they did the Super Walmart. Yeah, that's what they were called back when we were when they first came out.
Walmart Super Walmart Center.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's, and then, you know, used to you had Winn-Dixie down there.
Yeah, Winn-Dixie.
And Fresh Value coming closer.
We went to Food World.
Did we have a Kroger?
No. Didn't we have, yeah, we had didn't a Food have a
World. We had Piggly Wiggly up
food
here.
Food World? Yes, Piggly, Piggly Wiggly was the best.
Yeah, I don't understand that.
Walmart's
Piggly, they had the best stores, meat, right? Piggly Wiggly had the best meat.
Yeah, I don't care. That's debatable. I wouldn't buy Walmart.
That's debatable. My grandfather always got meat from warehouse groceries.
Yeah. I worked at warehouse for years.
Did you?
Oh, yeah.
What did you do there?
A stock boy.
Yeah. Really? Yeah. Which south or north?
South.
Well, wait, or the Hantsville one.
Hantsville?
There's a third one.
Oh, yeah. My brother actually helped open the Hantsville one.
Really? Really?
Yep.
Okay.
Somebody didn't know how to use a key or
no. That's actually really a good one there. No, he actually stopped it when they opened it. I remember when it opened.
Okay. Yeah,
that was good.
Is it still there?
Yeah.
Okay, I haven't been to Hantsville in a while.
It's still, it's still in business. Too.
Yeah, I miss the Piggly Wiggly.
I do.
I don't go to Marvin's nearly enough. I go to Piggly Wiggly.
You live near. You live near there.
It's far out though, and I mean, I have to drive. Yeah,
I've drove from out there just a minute ago.
Did you?
I was only a couple minutes late.
Did they have everything? Like,
yeah, you were late. Oh, at least you admitted
it. From the block to the shingles.
Really?
Yeah. Whatever you want.
Yeah, I'll have to come out there and check it out.
Yeah. I'll give you a friendship
bill. I've never been.
To Marvin's?
Really? No, to Walker Brothers.
Oh. Yeah.
That's my in-laws.
Tell me where it is.
If you're going down Highway 69, when you come into Bailiton, you got People's Bank on the left, the Blue Sheriff Station, turn in between that and the gas station. It's right there on the left.
Is that Bailiton? Is that considered? Okay.
Yeah. Bailiton's between Joppa and Fairview.
Fairview, yeah. Yeah. Yep. I'm going to have to check it out. Maybe we'll come out there and do a post or something.
Yeah.
I like doing these local places. I mean, it's local, right? Locally
owned? It's been owned for about, I think they've been open for around 60 years.
Now, 60 years.
Mm-hmm. Is this Walker Brothers, are they the same as the old Walker Brothers going towards Hantsville?
They're cousins. Okay. Yeah, and then there's some in Gunnersville.
But, you know, the Walker Brothers in Hantsville was sold.
Yeah. That's why I'm, well, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Agcor, whatever.
There's Core products, maybe.
Yeah. I know my friend's dad worked for Walker Brothers, and then Agcor was like, we'll just keep you on.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Kept, they're good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Actually, I think Reggie Walker is still there. Every time I go in there, he's in there.
Yeah. I think that's right.
Reggie's awesome. I don't know if y'all have ever been in there. Reggie, man. So we owned,
I know he's a good guy. I've heard a lot of people.
My dad's construction company warehouse is right down the road.
Okay.
And when we needed stuff when I was a kid, we had an account. So we'd go in there and I'd just go to Reggie and be like, hand him a list my dad would give me and be like, hey, give me that. He'd load my truck up and bring back and
that's the way they
hand the receipt to my dad, and my dad hands it to my mom, and mom would pay him. I mean, that was.
They do that out there too with the accounts.
Yeah, I think people prefer that, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, I know a lot of people.
One-on-one,
too.
Yeah.
I mean, he knew us. We knew him.
You go into a place like that, too. Like, you walk in, and you got all this dead set in your mind on what you're going to get.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, man, I didn't think about deck screws. I didn't think about this. I didn't think about the sealer. So a lot of times it's like, just put it on my account, and then you could have, like, 3 months to pay for it.
And they're very knowledgeable. I mean, they know their stuff.
They're not going to let you walk out the door.
Yeah.
They're going to be like, if you come in there and get a commode, they're going to tell you you need the wax ring.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I had to do that. We removed all the screws on top of our building, our metal building, and put in new ones because some of them were rotted out, the seal.
Yeah.
So we were doing all of them, and Reggie was like, well, here's the screws, but also use this little caulk and then do it down, and it will help seal it better and last longer. So
it's called a roof repair.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah, it's like a water sealant.
Hmm. It'll come to me in a little bit.
Hey, that's the beauty about these mom and pop shops, man.
But we don't have them much. We're losing them.
Yeah.
Very quickly.
They're going.
People come in there a lot, too, man. Like, they'll throw a couple of bolts up on the counter. It's people you see all the time. They're like, well, I guess maybe they won't fire me, but you can just take them, you know, whatever. So, you very rarely see places. Mary Carter. Yeah. Matter of fact, Mary Carter right over here.
Yeah.
I wrote a post years ago about how lucky we were having, like, local fishing stores.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mary Carter, I was over there one time and buying some stuff. Kids come in. Jeff hands them a paper bag. Says, see all those boxes across the floor of, like, rubber worms and stuff? Fill your bags up.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't get that when you go to, like,
No.
I mean,
I don't get that at Walmart.
Ever since then, that impressed me. You know, yeah. what I mean, I'm like, this is
That's where cool. I got all my fishing stuff growing up as a kid, because it's walking distance from my house. Mm-hmm. Walk up.
I like
Mary
vans.
Cotter's.
You know, yep. vans, good folks.
Vans,
yeah.
Just,
yeah, we are. We're
good prices.
Really good mom and pop shop still.
Mm-hmm. We're lucky. I mean, you go to bigger cities, you don't see them as much. Mm-hmm. It's hard to survive. I mean, starting these type of businesses are rough if the community doesn't back it.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. You know, yeah. and then you read the stories online and everyone's like, oh, I hate it that such and such went out of business. And I was, it's like, yeah, well, how many times did you go?
Yeah. Zero. You don't hate it. You don't hate it.
You don't,
out.
You know.
Yeah, don't act like you do.
And you try to tell people to, you know, to support their local businesses and
Man,
do
people,
it. But they're like, but I can get it cheaper Lowe's. And I was like, you can, but.
How many times do you ever see Lowe's write a check out to like a school or whatever?
Yep.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Well,
I mean, like, they do.
I think
they,
I saw that one time. Someone posted that on Facebook.
They do. It's just it's not.
Well, someone made a post. It was on Facebook. Said, go to your local football game or baseball or whatever look at all the signs and mm-hmm. see what big Fortune 500 yep. companies actually give money and who don't. And it's right. all the local businesses give all the money to our school systems for the sports. Oh,
yeah.
So
yeah, they do.
Sports.
And a lot of that stuff they don't even tell about.
No. Nope.
You know, you might have somebody come in and give them $100.
Oh, there's I tell you this much.
They just do it.
There are people in Coleman that give money to the school that they don't have banners. They don't ask for it and they don't want it. They'll just write the check if you need the money and you get it, you know.
Right, yeah.
And that's the reason Coleman's got certain things that other schools don't have. So.
How was your birthday?
Man, it was awesome.
Wait, you had a birthday recently?
Yeah, yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
big birthday.
What you turning?
32.
42?
42. God. But I'm not the oldest person in this room. We got another birthday coming up tomorrow.
Oh. Who is it your birthday?
Yeah. Or Thursday.
Yeah.
When is
Thursday.
It?
Thursday.
Tuesday.
Tuesday. Tuesday.
Yeah, Thursday.
Thursday. How old are you turning?
43.
Oh, wow.
40. We got a 40 of 42.
I got a question while we're talking about this, because we were talking. How did you get in our grade?
Well, you're
literally a year younger than me almost.
Yeah, that's
like,
right.
How did you get in our grade?
Like, you hear early. People skipping grades.
Were you that smart? Is that what it is? You're just so smart?
Did you start early?
I think I just came in. They changed the dates at some point, and I just snuck in there.
Yeah.
Okay. Because yeah. I was I was talking about it last night, yeah. and Andrew was like, how did he even get in school? Like, it's like he's way past
this guy.
Well, even, that year, yeah. how did you get in with yeah. us when you should
yeah.
obviously
yeah.
been 2001?
No. Yeah, there. Yeah, I didn't. I was the same age as pretty much the grade below us.
Yeah,
yeah.
I don't know.
One of those.
I guess
things,
I never but, noticed that you weren't driving to almost your senior year.
Yeah, that's right. That's true.
Wow. That's
end of your junior year is when you finally were able to.
Terrible. Yeah. That sounds terrible. Yeah. Man.
But you guys helped me. I mean, my friends, y'all. You know. We drove
did they?
Around. Yeah.
My brother used
hey,
to
listen,
leave me
at school. We drove by and let him jump in the back of the truck and
yeah, I didn't have much of a problem with that. You know,
hey, when I was a kid before I turned 16, we had Ben McGee always driving.
I was gonna say, yeah, hey,
there's
yeah.
always somebody.
Ben McGee would take me to tennis practice sometimes.
Yeah,
shout out to Ben McGee.
Shout out to Ben McGee.
Did y'all ever go to that waterfall over there behind the school? What is that called behind Vimont Falls?
Vimont Falls.
Yeah, I've been to that one time.
Yeah, have y'all been to Vimont Falls?
No, it's private property now.
And you know Welty is too.
Yep.
Yeah.
Welty, and you know who owns Welty?
I've heard.
You've monastery, right?
Friend of ours from high school.
We're gonna bring him on. We'll talk.
Yeah,
about
we'll bring
it.
Him on and we'll make him talk on. About it when he put up the gate and he ticked my older brother off because my older brother would go and fly fish along the river there.
Yeah.
And he came in after he bought it and put a big gate up and. People don't see. We'll talk. I'll say this. Here's my rant. You got something beautiful, like even Vimont Falls and Welty's, beautiful places.
Yeah.
And people leave trash all over the place.
Yeah.
And that irritates
paint.
To live it. Yes.
When's the last time you went to Vimont Falls?
When I was in summer school. So that would have been 2001.
What did it look like?
Why did you go to summer school? Did you fail?
Well, you had like the.
Did it
pool
have
park?
Still the graffiti yep. and stuff? See, when
I just know that it was, you jump from like here. And
yeah.
They built like a pool and then you could jump into off of it into the water. We used to go on two-a-days for football. After we did our morning workout, we would go to Vimont
and
swim. And
somebody, you know.
They had a rope swing.
I was going to say.
Yes, had some string.
Real,
and,
you know. Yeah, industrious people. I don't know how they rigged that up, but it's yeah, it was interesting.
Everybody ruins those places. Like when I was taking my kids over to Welty's and we were walking down, we got trash bags and we picked up 3 trash bags full of trash walking in and out.
Really?
Yeah.
But have you ever thought about, though, you're trusting your life on this rope that you don't know who or how.
The worst one for me is Welty.
And you know what happened?
God, what's that one called? Miller.
Major
Miller. No, not Major Miller. Something. There's a waterfall.
Which one?
It's got the rope. Martis Mill?
I don't know it.
Martis Never Mill. Heard you talking about.
There's
Never
a Martis Mill swimming hole.
Where at?
I can't really remember. Oh, God.
But I know you do realize who hung those, don't you? It's the guy that brought the cooler full of beer. Oh, and he was like, hey, I think I got a rope in my truck. Let's go tie that on a tree.
That's why I can't remember. Yeah. And then you're like, all right, let's do it.
The first guy thinking twice about jumping off that thing. And the first guy goes and gets really hurt. And you're like, we're going to go find a limb closer this way. You know, we ain't going to give up on it.
That's why you should always have your phone out recording everybody that swings. Because it is going to break back then. What?
There's no phones back then.
No. How do you know? You weren't even around. We had those cameras.
Jared, how old do you think I am?
24?
No, not even close. 33. I mean, somewhat close.
Not even close. How old are you, 27?
No, I'm 30.
Are you 30?
Yes.
Okay, you're not too bad. All right.
Yeah, I remember those days. I mean, I never did Vimont Falls, but I definitely did Welty.
Yeah, Welty's fun.
Way too many times. Once where we had a scare too. So
once you were talking about that, go to Welty's after a good rain. Thinking like 11.
Have y'all ever been down to Larkwood Falls after a good rain and watch back in the days when it would go over the road?
Yeah, that's good.
Oh my God. Yeah. Larkwood Falls was fun. I would love to have thrown in a kayak and just rope.
Can't swim in it though.
What about the one at Bolte Road? Is that?
That's Welty. Welty.
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah.
I'm telling you, we did Vimont mostly. It was awesome.
Vimont was a good one.
But you were guaranteed something weird was going on.
Yeah.
And you didn't know what you're walking into.
It's falls in the middle of the woods. You got a bunch of teenagers going there. Things are going
on. Not just teenagers.
We saw all kinds of.
Oh, wow.
And do not go there at night.
No.
There were certain unspoken rules.
Yeah. You just stay away after certain. Yeah.
Y'all reminded me of the chicken plant.
Oh, yeah. Did you go through that? Yeah.
No, I never went. My brothers told me a story about it.
Yeah. They used to say it was haunted.
Chicken plant
up here on Old 31.
Down by like where Handy TV was.
Yeah. Close to the.
Oh,
by the
what about it? Yeah, what about it?
Yeah, they used to say it was haunted.
Mm hmm.
Really?
People would go in there.
Get the ghost ladies and let's go spend the night there.
The ghost girls.
The ghost girls.
It's not there anymore. They tore it down.
Is it torn down?
Yeah.
Oh, I hadn't even noticed. Dang it. You're talking about the one near the water department. No, that's a concrete plant.
You're talking about the one near Goat Island.
Yes.
Yeah. It's on that corner.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about Gut Plant Road. That chicken plant.
It could be haunted too.
My brother and them took this guy, man, that couldn't hear. He was really deaf to the chicken plant. And it scared him so bad that he told me he heard for the first time the wheels screeching when they was coming out of the parking lot, leaving.
Are you serious?
Dang.
He told me.
Yeah, I'm glad that's tore down. Yeah. Jeez.
Yeah.
It's probably because
there was a bunch of people painted, like they were painting like white faces and stuff down there and stuff. Yeah, playing like weird music and stuff. And yeah. And I reckon they walked up on
weird stories.
Oh, yeah. They say, man.
Out there.
Yeah, they say. Well, I mean, I guess I can say they used to say the devil, like the devil worshipers.
Yeah, I heard that too. That's what I heard.
Whatever.
Yeah. Coleman?
Yeah.
That's not true, right?
Yeah, they're trying to build this place up to scare everybody. Like one of those places, like,
I heard that. You know? Yeah, I used to hear that.
I did. I've heard it several times. Yeah. Hmm. But yeah, Freddie told me.
Well, I heard that. It's an insurance house now over here on Main Avenue.
Yeah.
It's that white, giant white house. I heard that house was always haunted.
Yeah.
I also heard a house over here right in front of St. John's. It's an old, they changed it to a boutique clothing store.
Old on the corner.
I heard that house was haunted as well. But clearly,
Have y'all ever seen a ghost or anything?
So,
Oh, here we go.
I got a good story. So when I was a little kid, mm-hmm. I slept upstairs on the second floor.
Really?
And a woman.
Why not downstairs?
Because there's no rooms down there. All the kids were upstairs. Come on, we're upstairs. It's part of the story of where.
Continue.
So I woke up and I was looking down the hall, mm-hmm. and a ghost came up the stairs. A white woman in a white dress walked down the hall, stood in front of my bed, walked off, and disappeared. All right.
Weird.
I never told anybody. No, not a lot of people know.
Shoot, I'd have screamed bloody murder. I'd have busted windows in my house.
My stepdaughter, when she was living in that room, we were living in that house, she saw the same thing.
Get out of here.
And wow. I never Get told out. Her. I no never way. Told her. Wow. Never told her.
Weird.
It didn't. It never did anything weird. I just saw it when I was a young kid. I can still. I know what room I was in. I can. Yeah.
Wow.
Now Paul White owns the house, so maybe he sees it. Wow. One of his kids will see it. So.
You could have took it with you.
I hadn't seen her since. So
isn't that from Haunted House?
They say, man.
What
if you go in there and yeah, like they become family.
Oh, Jared. Yeah. You've.
Well, I mean, I hadn't seen her again. She never bothered me. I mean, it's not like it was what?
Was she pretty?
She good looking?
I mean, I don't remember. She good looking woman? I just remember it was a glowing white woman in a white dress, real, like, bright color, like, shining, like a light, walking down, standing, walk away.
Huh.
Somebody said there's going to be two moons coming up, speaking of scary stuff. Have y'all heard that?
Hey, yeah, I've seen that.
So like, we're going to be like Tatooine?
So what?
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard this yesterday. There's talking about scary
two
stuff.
Two moons?
Why are we having a second?
We're going to have a temporary moon.
Yeah, they're going to put one up there we can actually go to this time, maybe. They're not going to put it out there as far.
Uh-oh, conspiracy. Get a little closer.
But I really did hear you're going to say. Yeah. Because there's been some humongous, like, full moons. Like,
yeah.
They've been beautiful, dude.
Yeah.
I thought my neighbor's barn was on fire. I'm not even kidding you.
Oh,
I got the look
so
in the trees. Like,
was this
the
on
trees?
One of those days where you started at 11 o'clock?
There you go.
Oh. That's why.
We need to message his wife and tell him that no more drinking before.
The CBD place had me trying out some gummies. Yeah, so. I rated these 5 stars. But yeah, I'm looking, I'm like, holy
and one
crap.
False moon.
I'm like, yeah. I'm like, dude, the neighbor's barn's on fire. So I tell my wife, she comes out there and she goes, that's the moon.
You dummy.
So then the next night, I come back in there and I'm like, hey, y'all got to come see this moon. And my mother-in-law's there.
Yeah.
And she says, is it the moon or you think it's a fire? Y'all are cute. Yeah. But I really did. That thing was just perfect over there. I thought, dude.
Yeah, it was huge the other night. It was
some kind of eclipse.
Yeah, it's like, yeah.
You know, that like happened or something. It was just like a little.
Yeah.
Mm. Each night, like you've almost been able to see a little bit of the moon going away.
God.
Yeah, with whatever.
Hey, well, you know, October's coming up, scary season. Maybe that'll be the next episode.
Ain't that the harvest moon's coming up?
Harvest moon.
Oktoberfest is coming up, too.
Hey. Got Oktoberfest coming up.
Yeah. Hey, before we leave, I am drinking a Diet Grapey Co. in honor of our buddy,
Chief
Joey Duncan.
Duncan.
Joey Duncan is our new
Chief.
Chief.
Congratulations.
Congrats.
Can I say one more thing?
Yeah.
Great. All right.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, I got to talk to Joey, man. That's why I was like, I almost got bit by a dog.
What?
Yeah.
In the city?
Well, I pulled up to the store.
Are you serious?
In the city?
I pulled up to the store, man. And
in the city
this
limits?
White
was it
Tahoe.
City limits?
Well, it was this white Tahoe. When I opened my door, its windows cracked. Started barking at me, trying to get out to me. I don't know if it didn't like the way I smelt or what. They had a K-9 number on it. That's what the number was.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Love it.
All right, that's it, guys. I'm Michael Sapp. I'm here with
Tony,
Jacob,
Jared.
Check us out next time. Thanks for watching.
You can cut that part.